Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 29, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 27, Rustenburg 31.
Potwerke, that's the issues on the road. Pretoria side N1 South roadworks, two lanes closed at the R21 interchange in Denver, M2 West. We've got roadworks and restrictions at Denver.
The DA's federal chairperson, Ivan Meyer, responded to rumours that John Steenhuisen might be replaced as the leader of the DA this year. Meyer rejects these rumours and describes speculation of a possible early elective Congress as misguided. He says media speculation has no foundation in any decision-making structure of the party.
The previous federal Congress took place in April 2023. And the next federal Congress must, in terms of the DA's federal constitution, take place in April 2026. I am determined to stick to these timelines and comply with my constitutional responsibilities in this regard.
In Northwest, the acting police commissioner, Patrick Asaneng, confirmed that police officers were involved in the escape of Neo Tiger Chwaeli. He is suspected to be one of the ringleaders who was rescued from the disused Buffelsfontein mine in Northwest following a week-long operation to extract over 2,000 and or rather 200 others from the shaft.
We cannot, as the South African Police Service, allow corrupt individuals and members to be in our midst.
So just a reminder, over 2,000 suspected illegal miners were arrested since August last year through the operation Valo Mgodi from the police. More than 80 bodies were also retrieved. 25 survivors and families of those forcibly disappeared or killed during South Africa's liberation struggle, meanwhile, have returned to the courts to compel the government to investigate the delays in investigating apartheid-era crimes. Lawyer Odette Geldenhuys explains what they hope to achieve with the court's application.
For the president to establish a commission of inquiry to investigate why has there been this political interference in the work of the independent National Prosecution Authority to investigate and prosecute the cases which had been handed over from the TRC when it finished its business to the NPA.
So affected families have long lamented the slow pace of prosecution against those implicated in the cases referred to the National Prosecuting Authority. It was done by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission nearly three decades ago, and survivors, witnesses and alleged perpetrators die without justice being served. Then to the UK, a UK judge is expected to sentence an 18-year-old who pleaded guilty to killing three girls at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in Southport, North England. He also admitted producing a biological toxin called ricin and possessing an Al-Qaeda training manual. The full story is on our website. Visit jackarandfm.com for more. And finally, at around 3:30 this afternoon, South African time, we'll know who this year's Oscar nominees will be. Actress and comedian Rachel Sennett and an actor and podcaster Bowen Yang will announce all 23 categories. It's going to happen live from the Academy's Samuel Goldwyn Theatre in Beverly Hills. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 2.
I thought they were going to cancel it because of the LA fires, you know. I mean, like, there is Martin, it's a paar maanden weg, but still.
Ja, daar was baie gesprekke oor dat ek onthou het nog daaroor gepraat, maar toe sê hulle, weet jy wat, kom ons gaan net aan. En ek dink mens moet maar so na tragedie so 'n bietjie normaliteit probeer skep, né?
Definitief. And Bowen Yang from Saturday Night Live. Yeah, he'll be a good interesting host, I tell you what. Before you go, Marlene, I ask her, what is jou gunsteling boek?
Ja man, dit is om te kies tussen jou kinders. Kan ek nie net...
Sê ons die Bybel en dan... Okay, you've ticked all the boxes. Come on, Ed.
Kom, ek sê vir jou wat het gebeur. Ek het onlangs my Narnia boekreeks so bietjie verloor. Het was iewers diep in 'n boks.
Ooh.
En ek was so lief daarvoor toe ek 'n kind was. En ek het dit nou onlangs weer gekry. So ek het al 'n paar nachte gesit en Narnia lees. So, dit is tans 'n gunsteling vir my.
The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe and Die Stories.
En